We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, presented by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
And welcome. We're at Barrel House Pub and Pizza here this evening, and it's a combined football and basketball coaches show. Coming up at about 6:30, Coach Aaron Best will talk to us about the Eagles taking on Maine in the semifinals of the FCS tournament. That's coming up on Saturday. Right now, though, the first half of the show, basketball. We've got Eagle guard Jacob Davison here. We also have head coach Shantae Leggins, and Coach Leggins will start us out. The Eagles coming off a tough loss against North Dakota State on Saturday, and Coach, it was kind of more of the same for you guys. You just struggled to score some in that ball game, and you know, without the post presence of Peetling, it's been a battle for you offensively so far this year.
Yeah, it has. You know, we needed some points in the paint, but our shooters didn't come to shoot that night. You know, it's on the road, and our defense stepped up, but we needed the guys to make some shots, and luckily the guy next to me made some shots, and we got to get some guys with him also making shots during especially key parts of the game. You know, back-breaking plays, and then we also didn't get to the free throw line. They shot 28 free throws to our combined 8. We got to do a much better job of getting to the line, and so that hurts you scoring when you don't get to the free throw line and you're not making your threes.
How difficult, just the fact that for the most part in this non-conference schedule you've been on the road, and that's the normal thing for Eastern over the years is you have to play a lot of the non-conference on the road. But how hard is it, especially when you have a team that's trying to still to grow into roles without Bogdan?
Yeah, it's very challenging, but at the same time we accept the challenge. I know the players, we talk all the time, they love playing the games we're playing. You know, there's a lot of teams that, you know, can go through this schedule and play a lot of games that, you know, aren't really going to really challenge them, but it's going to make them, you know, get a win in the win column. You know, we're trying to really prepare for our Big Sky play and the Big Sky tournament. As you play and as you get better and as you're going through these challenges, these ups and downs throughout this preseason, you see in some of the best teams in the country. And it's tough sometimes to play so many games away from home before the season starts. You know, we've already played 2 and we split that, but the rest has been on the road. And so it's sometimes challenging, but at the same time, I feel it built up the team camaraderie. It also builds up toughness because we're on the road together. We're the only people sometimes when we go into some stadiums besides Gigabyte, we're the only ones in the whole stadium that's, you know, rooting for Eastern, which is pretty cool. Going there sometimes being the villain, but we got to try to, you know, get some of these wins on the road. And you know, we're gaining experience. Some of the young players that wouldn't be playing that we thought was redshirting had to step up and play, and they're doing a good job. You know, they're just sometimes going up in games that, you know, they're not prepared, you know, mentally for. They get sometimes a little rattled, but at the same time, you know, our older guys need to, you know, teach these guys some of these lessons they've gained throughout the years.
What have you liked from your team so far this season?
They don't quit. They come to practice every day, excited, ready to go. They're in there in the morning shooting. You know, so I know the shots are going to fall. I like our youth. I like the young players we got. You know, Jacob's only a sophomore. Luca's a sophomore. Jack's a sophomore. Austin Fidel's a freshman. Eliza Jackson's a freshman. We have some really young guys on this team, but at the same time, they're experienced. And so I really like the fact that, you know, when we get to Big Sky play and we're getting Mason back, that we're going to be a pretty experienced team. So it looks like, you know, you're young now, but when we get to the games that are going to really mean something for our season, we'll have our guys back.
Well, and you haven't really been truly healthy all year long. You haven't played with your entire lineup in any one game this season.
Yeah, no, and that's not an excuse. You got to have guys step up. You know, you got 13 players on scholarship, and some of the guys, even though they're young, they have to step up into the role they're being asked to step into. You know, Jacob next to me is, you know, he got in a car accident early in the season and had a bad wrist, and then when we finally got him back healthy, he went and sprained his ankle and was out 2 weeks. And Stephen Bayo's still out and hasn't seen the floor this season. Same with Mason, and Jesse's now starting to get back to 100%. And you know, these are things that happen throughout a season, and I'm glad it's happening now and instead of at the end of our season when you know the next game could be our last game. And it's not that right now. We're still getting better. We're still, you know, having to play through all the bumps and bruises, but at the same time, we're gaining experience, and that's all you can ask for. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's a lot of fun going into places like Syracuse and playing against big schools like that. It was a lot of fun going to North Dakota State and telling them that we're going to beat them when we play them in the championship for football. You know, so it's a lot of fun being able to talk that trash sometimes.
Because you have a situation this year where you've got, you know, you lost the conference's all-time leading scorer. Mm-hmm. And so, and he was a dominant part of the team. He had the ball in his hands more often than not. So how difficult is it to try to now reimagine your team without that one dominant guy with the ball in his hands all the time? Now it's more of a team type deal.
Yeah, and for 3 years, 3 years straight, he's had the ball. He's been the guy. And, you know, he was a big part of it. You know, what he really gave to us last year was great leadership. You know, we were in the same boat as we were last year. We were 3-8, heading into Big Sky play, and you know, his leadership of, hey guys, this is what's going to be. This is really important. You know, you got to be ready for this. You got to be prepared for this. And guys followed him, and we got guys stepping into that role this year that hasn't been in that role. And so that's the part that, you know, you're missing sometimes, and obviously you always know he's going to score 20 points a game, and he's going to distribute the ball, and he's going to make sure that guys follow him by his example. And so when you're trying to figure out who that is, and you're taking some of these bumps and bruises early, some guys are more, you know, not willing to step up and speak up, even though you know you want them to. And so as the season goes along, that guy's going to step up, and we're going to find a big time leader for us.
Being as how you haven't had full health, you've had to probably play guys like Austin Fidel and Elijah Jackson maybe a little more than what you'd like to have had so far. You've had to kind of force feed those freshmen. So yeah. How are they coming on?
They're coming on great. You know, Austin's been playing terrific basketball. You can't say enough about Elijah. Elijah's playing terrific ball. He's doing everything you ask of him. He's probably one of the top athletes in the conference. And when you're able to, you know, get him, and he's starting to slow down a little bit and understand what we're looking for, and you still got Tanner, who I think is going to be a one heck of a player for us down the road, even though we're going to count on him for minutes now coming up in these games, because we're playing against size, and Kim Akin's a player that a lot of people are going to remember when he leaves here, because he's a terrific player. He's a great shooter. But, you know, he's getting thrown into roles that, you know, that aren't for them right now. You know, Kim's playing more of a post position when he's a perimeter guy. Tanner's having to do things that, you know, it makes him uncomfortable on the floor sometimes defensively. And when those guys get rolling and as they get older and gain more experience, they're gonna be really good for Eastern. And they're great kids. They're terrific student athletes, and I couldn't be happier with them.
With the fact that you don't have many wins so far this season, how hard is it to keep guys' confidence up at this point?
You know, I don't really think it's hard. I think they understand, hey, we're getting better each game. You know, being able to get some home games, we know that it'd be different early on. But for these guys to have confidence, I feel that they come into every week and every game like they're going to win. I think they're confident. You know, they need to see some shots fall. You know, some of our shooters need to see some shots fall. I think some of them are, you know, they say slumping right now with their shot. But at the same time, that once they see a couple go in, I think their confidence will rise because they're in the gym all the time and they're working on their game. And, you know, we come in this morning and Book and I are going through practice plans and we walk in the gym and there you got 3-4 guys shooting before they have to go to weights. And that's a sight to see when you know and your guys are working on their game, even though it's not going in our direction in the win column.
Who leads that type of a deal? Is it do you have an individual player or two that's doing it? Is it a collective? How are you guys getting together and doing that kind of stuff?
Well, it's a player deal. You know, they get up early in the morning, go get shots with each other. It's something that they work on their own. You know. And when you see them, you know, doing that and you walk in the gym and you see guys already warm and already in a sweat coming off a bad loss against, you know, North Dakota State, you see those guys, you have confidence throughout the season. You know it's going to turn for them. You know it's going to turn for the shooters and you know it's going to turn for our ball club. And so it makes me excited every day when I get up in the morning, I walk down to the gym and I see the guys already worked and they're already sweating. It's a great sight to see.
Men's basketball coach Shante Leggins with us later on. Basketball player Jacob Davison, about 6:30 or so. Football coach Aaron Best will join us here from Barrel House Pizza and Pub in Cheney. So school's out now.
Yeah.
Finals are done. So how does that change the basketball situation at this point?
Probably they'll watch a little bit more film. They'll be in the gym a lot more. Practices will actually go longer than 2 hours, finally, I think. And I think the guys will get a little bit more rest, more video games for them. I'm excited to see our team's GPA. I think they worked really hard in the classroom this year. There wasn't a time, except for this last trip, that they really didn't work in study hall. You know, not just the freshmen, but the seniors are in there, and they do a good job of leading that. It's pretty much player based. Obviously, we have a coach check on them, but I think they're all doing a good job in the classroom. I'm pretty sure Jacob's going to miss not going to class every day. That's a joke, by the way. But the guys are going to do really good on this with this break. I think they need a little bit of rest and they need a little bit of some rest, relaxation before Big Sky starts. And so, being able not to go to class and just wake up and play basketball for a couple weeks is going to be pretty good.
You've got one more road week to go before you get a couple of weeks at home. So it's number one, competition-wise this week, it's going to be tough because you've got a USF team that's playing really well and Stanford. So let's talk first about the competition side of things. USF first, this is going to be a big challenge for you guys.
Oh, it's going to be. USF, I think they're getting a lot of votes right now for the top 25. They took Buffalo down to the wire. It was a really good game. They got a lot of size. They just beat Cal. They've lost one game. They beat UC Davis. I mean, they're doing a really good job, and they got a lot of talent down there, and they're playing. I'm watching them play, and you know they built a team to try to be able to beat Gonzaga, and they have size like that. And so when you look at them, and their guards are really good, they're pretty much the only position they're really lacking in size is their point guard, and he's about 6 feet tall, which isn't that small, but they're a really good ball club, so it's going to be fun to go against them. You know, we've played against them, so we know the kind of style they play. I think it'll be hard for them to guard us if we're making shots and getting downhill like I know our guards can. And then Stanford, we got to go in there and play one of our better games if we want to come out of there victorious, because they're really big, they're athletic, they got size in every position. And last year we went in and beat them, so they're not going to forget that. And we got to make sure we come out in there and knowing that, we have a bullseye on our back because of last year's game.
What's the key for you in both these ball games?
Defending and rebounding. We're going to have to rebound because they're big. We've got to gang rebound. Everyone who plays is going to have 3-plus rebounds, and we're going to have to do a great job of keeping these teams off the line. If we can do that, I think we can win both games. I always think that. And when you have players of Jacob's, capabilities of scoring 25, 30 points, when you have Ty who can, make 5 to 6 threes, and Jesse's playing the way he's playing, and we have players that can make plays, I really like our chances in the game as long as we defend and rebound. And so I think those will be the most important things. And transition defense. We've been much better the last couple games at that, but we got to make sure it's at a premium this next game.
All right, and then After that, you get to come home, and you're home for the last two games in the non-conference schedule. That's next week, a week from tonight, South Dakota State, a week from Friday, Corbin College, and then the week after that, the 29th, and on New Year's Eve Day, on the 31st, you've got Weber State, then Idaho State. So let's talk next week, South Dakota State, Corbin. Obviously, a lot of difference between those two. The South Dakota State game is that's going to be the big game.
South Dakota State's going to be good. Again, they're another team receiving top 25 votes, and they have one of the top 20 players in the country, and they have a kid on their team from Seattle that wants to show everybody in the state that, you know, you missed out on me, which, you know, we didn't. We recruited him. He just decided to go back to prep school. But he's a really good, talented player, David Jenkins. I think he's averaging about 20-something points a game, and they have a big kid, last name Dom, who's an unbelievable player. He went and tested the draft waters last year, and, you know, he's an inside-outside guy. He's very skilled. Coming out of this, you know, all the publications had him as one of the top 20 players in the country. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see how we can you know, match up against them. And, you know, I was talking to Coach Booker last night and just saying how fun it is to try to, you know, come up with schemes to stop some of these teams, you know, and how we're going to stop them. And, again, it's only helping us also as a coaching staff as we move on to Big Sky play of playing against talented players like this, where it's like we've tried this and it works against a really good team. And when we get in a bind and when you're on a scoring lull, you know, how are we going to get out of it? When a team starts scoring or a guy gets hot, how are you going to stop them? And we'll have all these experiences as coaches also being able to figure out how we're going to stop certain teams. And, you know, going out through our league, we have some really talented players. And so as you're playing against players like Dom and Jenkins and the KZs of the world who plays on Stanford, it's going to help us as we move on to Big Sky play. And that's our ultimate goal is, you know, 20 games in Big Sky and hopefully three games in the tournament. And then we got an extra maybe two or three in the NCAA tournament. That's always the goal, and that's always what we're pushing for. And that's never changed throughout our preseason so far.
Coach, thanks for the time. Thanks for coming down. We'll see you at the Hilltop in San Francisco on Thursday, and best of luck to you this week.
Thanks, and go Eagles. Come out Saturday. It's going to be a fun game.
That's head coach Shante Leggins joining us here. And coming up here on the show, we will talk to Eagle guard Jacob Davison. That's next on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show here from Learfield.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It comes to my attention that you've been bragging about your Christmas bonus.
Is that wrong?
Oh, you mean aside from the fact that you didn't get a Christmas bonus?
Well, I was talking about the daily Christmas bonus at Northern Quest. Maybe I should have specified.
You think?
Ed, trust me, this will all blow over once you hand out the regular Christmas bonuses. Oh.
The $1,000 daily Christmas bonus. See Camas Center for details.
Growing up, we get lots of talks. The birds and the bees talk.
Where do babies come from?
Well, when two people really love each other. And the substance talk.
If they're pressuring you, then they're not your friend.
But when do we get the money talk?
Say it with me.
Compound interest.
At Numerica, we think it's about time we had the money talk. Visit numericacu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
When putting in a tree or fence post, we all hate it when our shovel hits a big rock. But there are worse things to come across, like a natural gas or electric line. Nowadays, buried utilities are everywhere, some just below the surface. That's why it's the law to call 811 before you dig, to have your lines marked ahead of time. It's free for Avista residential customers. So call 811 two business days before you dig. You need time to pick out that perfect shrub anyway. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging's 6 outpatient imaging centers, the region's most advanced imaging technology, and more than 500 technical and professional staff make it possible for us to do studies that other imaging centers simply can't. And we often charge less than local hospitals and multi-specialty clinics for the same exams. When you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Yeah, I'll be.
All right, we've got Eagle basketball for you and football coming up on Saturday. But before we get there on Thursday, it'll be the Eagles at the University of San Francisco, 6:30 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock for the tip-off right here. Then a doubleheader on Saturday with football, pregame at 10, kickoff at 11, followed by basketball with a 3:30 pregame against Stanford. Basketball guard Jacob Davison, sophomore from Southern California, joins us now. Coach Leggins talked about it just a little bit ago. You've struggled health-wise coming into the season. You had that car wreck before the season started. You get healthy from that, then you get hurt again, a different injury when you get into finally practicing. So are you finally now getting about to the point where you're getting fairly healthy?
Yeah, I actually believe I'm 100% back to being 100%. It's been a rough preseason, just dealing with injuries and one thing after another. But, I mean, it all happens for a reason, and there's a plan. I'm trusting God's plan, and I know that he's doing it for a reason. And so now I'm finally back to being 100%, and I'm excited to see how we can start playing together.
What was the hardest thing or the thing that took you the most to get back? Was it conditioning? Was it your shot? Was it something else?
Probably conditioning. Just being not active for so long. It wears on your conditioning. And so finally being able to get back to running and everything, first couple of practices were a little rough, just being winded and a lot more winded than I thought I was going to be. And so I worked every day on conditioning, whether it was swimming or running or biking. And so once I finally got a couple of practices under my belt and started conditioning more, I got back to normal.
It's a long season because you guys start practice at the end of September and the season stretches maybe through the end of March, depending on, on postseason-wise. So, you know, in a strange way, do you think maybe this could help you in late February and March when some guys are starting to be fatigued and that you missed a good month probably in the early part of the year?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, definitely being off, not off, being injured for that month, I think it will add up towards my benefit in the long run, the end of season, when guys are starting to be a little bit more fatigued and more starting to get injured or nagging injuries, just little stuff. I think having that month off will allow me to go longer without having to deal with those little things.
Eagle guard Jacob Davison joining us here on the Coach's Show, combined football basketball Coach's Show. Coach Aaron Best will be coming up in just a moment or two. And also a taped interview with Roldan Alcabendis, the 2018 Fred Mitchell Award winner as best place kicker, FCS and levels below FCS. But Jacob Davison here with us now. You redshirted your freshman year or your first year and then last year as a redshirt freshman. You really came on the last half of the year. So did it take some time for you to adjust from the high school game and from the redshirt year into college ball?
Yeah, it definitely took a little bit of time just to get adjusted to playing Division I basketball. That redshirt year was huge for me. I made a big jump. I learned everything. That was I learned the ins and outs of the team and stuff. But that year off, I didn't play any games, and so it took a little bit of time for me to get used to playing again and at a different level too. So it did take some time, and it kind of showed that once I started getting comfortable, I was able to play the way I know I can play.
And it's hard when you're used to playing to not play because part of the reward of practice is getting to play in the games, yeah. and you don't get that reward when you're a redshirt.
Yeah.
And you're a healthy redshirt.
Yeah.
So, you know, how does your mind work around that?
It's definitely a lot of mental toughness. You got to fight through that. It's not fun sitting out and seeing your team play without you when you know you can make an impact and help your team win, but it was for the best. And so the one thing my parents helped me with was just being mentally strong and just pushing through and knowing that next year I was going to play and it was all going to come together.
Now you get to go down to California. You're from Southern California, but the games are in Northern California this week. But do you get to see some family? Do they get to come up to the, you know, the game at USF and to the game at Stanford?
Yeah, both my parents are coming up for both games, and then my sister is actually coming up for the Thursday game, but she has stuff going on, so she's flying back Friday. And then I have my grandparents are going to be there, and also I have family in that area, so they're going to be able to come and support us. So,
how nice is that to be able to play in front of family when you don't get the opportunity to do that maybe on a regular basis?
It's awesome. I got to play in front of family the last time was in Vegas and then in the tournament, but it's awesome just being able to play in front of family and have your family support you and just know that they're in the stands cheering you on.
Did your parents get to come up for any games last year up here?
Yeah, they got to come up for two of them. It was preseason non-conference games, but they did get to come up for two of them, and my aunt and uncle got to come up for those two with them.
You had some pretty good games in Vegas last year, if I remember right, when you had the family around.
Yeah, it definitely helps me play a lot better, just knowing that they're in the stands and I got to put on a show for them. So I definitely played as well as I thought I could.
All right, so far this season probably hasn't gone your way or the team's way. So, you know, how do you keep confidence up when maybe the results on the floor aren't matching what you guys want to have?
Just getting back in the gym. We know that it's all coming together and we're still all starting to get to click together and everything. So getting back in the gym and just knowing that we're getting better after every game and every practice, we're improving. It's all going to come together and we're going to start playing the way we know we can play.
How nice will it be to have the whole team together when Bayo gets in there and starts playing and when Mason gets in there and starts playing?
It's going to be unbelievable. Mason is a huge, huge factor of the team, huge post presence. And Bayo in high school and in BYU, he killed it. And for him not to be able to play just because of knee surgery last year and then having a nagging injury this year, it's going to be huge for him to be back on the floor and really space it out and be able to shoot from deep.
You missed out on the games at Syracuse and at Oregon, but you get to play at Stanford. So do you like playing at the arenas of the bigger schools, the Pac-12, the Power 5 type schools?
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun having a big crowd and being able to play at a big stadium and a memorable game. So it's definitely a lot of fun playing in the bigger games. But, I mean, I love playing basketball, so every game is just as fun to me.
All right, so you grew up in Southern California. How did you get to Eastern Washington University?
I actually grew up with Tyler Harvey. Me and Tyler used to work out when I was a little kid together. And once I started getting into high school and playing more and him seeing my growth as a basketball player and just growing up in general, he told Shante Leggins about me. And so Shante ended up recruiting me, and here I am.
What would you say is your biggest strength as a player?
My versatility. I think I could score all three levels pretty well. And so I think that's a huge factor. If someone closes out short to me, I mean, I can hit the three, or if they over-close, then I can just go by them.
What do you want to work on more than anything else within your game?
Definitely just want to work on my shot more. I mean, I believe I have a pretty good shot, but I just always want to improve that and just be more consistent for the team.
Jacob, we appreciate you coming down here. Thanks a lot. Congratulations. 25 points on the last game. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. And everyone come out this Saturday and support the Eastern football team. Go Eagles.
Absolutely. 11 o'clock game time. Jacob Davison here with us. When we come back, we'll turn it over to football. Head coach Aaron Best will join us here from Barrel House Pub and Pizza with the Eagle Football Coaches and Basketball Coaches Show on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community, We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
Sports fans, you don't like being sick or injured. That's why MultiCare Indigo Urgent Care is opening three new locations to treat your minor illnesses and injuries. North Spokane, South Hill, and Spokane Valley. Easy to walk in or schedule appointments online. Friendly staff who greet you and guide you through your visit. Exceptionally fast service that respects your time. Indigo Urgent Care, a better way to get better. Learn more at indigourgentcare.com.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
You know, our Jimmy John's new 9-grain wheat sub has the perfect amount of grains.
Freak, yeah, it does. Any less, it'd be grain lacking. Any more, it'd be obnoxious.
9 grains. It's just so confident. I mean, it says I'm high quality, I'm substantial, I'm flavorful, but I don't have to prove myself to anyone.
This 9-grain wheat sub is practically an inspirational poster.
I want to possess the character and depth of this 9-grain wheat sub.
You guys talking about being that 9-grain wheat sub again?
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
It comes to my attention that you've been bragging about your Christmas bonus.
Is that wrong?
Oh, you mean aside from the fact that you didn't get a Christmas bonus?
Well, I was talking about the daily Christmas bonus at Northern Quest. Maybe I should have specified.
You think?
Ed, trust me, this'll all blow over once you hand out the regular Christmas bonuses. Oh.
The $1,000 daily Christmas bonus. See CAMA Center for details.
All right, the Eagle football team at home on Saturday, an 11 o'clock start time as they get ready to take on Maine in the FCS semifinals. Get your tickets. Go online, goeags.com. Click on the tickets link. We need fannies in the seats. And if you are a fan, I don't care if it's Gonzaga men's or women's basketball or baseball or Eastern soccer or volleyball or track and field or whatever the other sport is, the winner of this game plays for a national championship. If you were to go watch WSU football, whatever it may be, for you to get to a game in which the winner gets to play in the national championship game, it's going to cost you a ton of money in travel and in the ticket in all likelihood. And here it doesn't cost you any money at all to speak of for the travel. And then the ticket is inexpensive as well. So it isn't often that we can see a team play for the right to go play for a national championship. So come on out, Roosevelt and Cheney on Saturday, 11 o'clock. So it's a little early, but come have breakfast with us. What do you think, Coach Best? Come have breakfast with us at Roosevelt.
How about dinner on Friday night? Get up and get something warm in the old belly and start things off at about 8 a.m. with a wife up there and the kids run around and bear the environment. It's going to be warmer than it was the last two weekends, so it's warming up for the folks up there tailgate-wise. But, yeah, all the support is always encouraged. Larry, I appreciate your passion about that because not too many times you get an opportunity, you know, in a town of 12,000 to be able to play for a national or the right to be in a national championship game. And these guys have done a heck of a job all season long, the coaches, the support staff, the administration, you folks. I mean, everybody involved with this operation has gotten to this point in game 14, and we'd like to push to game 15, and the fans certainly will help that situation.
All right, so let's talk about game 14, that quarterfinal win over UC Davis. You knew it was going to be tougher than it was in November, and it was. Why?
They knew us a little better. We knew them a little better. It was probably a little warmer. They did some different things. One of the big keys, I think, of the game prior to this past weekend was they never really got into the red zone against us. So a lot of the things that they do that are unorthodox on offense, they never really got into because they never really got into that 30-25, the red area, close to the goal line. Their scores were from far out. We made them one-dimensional after about the latter part of the third quarter. And so I think that played into our hands. But some of the wrinkles that you saw were at or near the goal line in those short yardage situations. And they just didn't have a chance to open the box, if you will, because they never really got in that situation. So they were ready. We were ready. And again, you know, you kind of take the wind out of someone's sails late in a game. They're probably not going to fight as much. And they knew that there's a little bit more on the line this time to be able to host a semifinal, knowing the winner of that game on Saturday was going to host because the completion of the main Weber game was the night before. So both teams knew the winner's going to host a game. It was going to be held by a Big Sky opponent. And fortunately, it was us.
You guys jumped out to a 7-0 lead, got a turnover, got the ball in the red zone. Hindsight's always 20-20. Would you have kicked a field goal going back to it to take a 10-0 lead early?
Let's just say this, Larry. You know, you always look back at things, and you always try to improve in areas you think you can improve on. And going into that game, I'll be honest with you, Larry, we talked about all gas, no brakes. And I echoed those sentiments before we walked out to the field, and I wanted to live by those sentiments as a head coach. And so I felt like we could ride that turnover on a 4th-and-1, trust the offensive line and the tight ends and the running backs to get that done. It was a fine call. We just didn't execute as well as we had thought. They did something we didn't anticipate them doing, and they took us out of that 4th-and-1 situation. But, yeah, you're always going to go back when you press pause. You like to press rewind and get up two scores. But it's just a gut. Sometimes those are things you do. And, you know, Coach Ball, when he left, always said trust your gut. You know, and so your gut's not always going to be a script. It's sometimes, you know, that fire in your belly that says, no, we're going to do it. Because had we moved the sticks and got a score and got up 14-0, then we would have been, you know, talking about, you know, nothing about kicking a field goal. So, unfortunately, I had to apologize to Mitch Johnson because it was a hell of a play by him getting the pick in the red zone. So I personally said that was on me. I cost our team potential points by not getting a field goal off in that situation. So it was more of a personal remorse than anything else.
You know, AB, I love the emotion that you had after the game because it shows you how much you love this institution as a player, as an assistant coach, as a coordinator, now as a head coach. And that passes on to your team. You can see that. I talked to Eric Berrier in the post game, and he said, you know, they were disappointed because they didn't execute to the level. There were drives that were 3 and outs, had to punt, a lot of punts in that game for both teams, but then a couple of drives that were just incredible. You guys really got no rhythm and scored lickety-split. How do you explain the difference, you know, between, you know, a 3 and out kind of thing on a couple of different series and then also just exploding down the field for touchdowns?
Well, I think you got to think about this at this point in time, Paul. You faced a conference champion in the second round. You faced a conference champion in the quarters, and you're going to face a conference champion here in the semifinals. It's not always going to be 10, 12 play drives that are going to end in 7 points. There's going to be 10 or 12 play drives where we end up sky punting and pinning them inside the 10-yard line. Not every drive is going to end with positivity in terms of points, but there are positive moments. No one likes 3, 4, 5, 6 and outs. No one likes that. But in totality, I thought we played really well in spurts. I thought we held our own on defense enough to be able to allow the offense to get back on the saddle and make a few plays late in that game. You know, there's going to be those times where you're counterpunching with your opponent, and it's not always going to be as clean as the fans want it, the announcers want it, or even we want it. And that's what happens when you face a high-caliber opponent.
Love the turnover situation, too, because you had 4 of them. Now, 2 of those basically ended the football game with a strip and a sack, and then also the interception right before halftime when they went for it, and you guys stopped them, and there's an opportunity for them to kick some points. You don't think 3 points later in the game would have made a difference for the Aggies as well? But there were 2 great opportunities on turnovers I know that you want to try to convert on. You know, looking back on that, would you have, you maybe done some things a little differently offensively, or was the plan there just the execution was an issue?
You know, a little bit of both. You know, when you're +3 in any game, turnover margin-wise, you know, they came in at +8, we came in at +5, and we ended up now +8, now they're +5 post-game. The numbers never lie, but they always tell some type of a story. We had four turnovers that we caused, and two of them we fell on. One was the last play of the second quarter, obviously with Ojo's huge pick in the end zone to the throwback to Mayer, and then the strip sack at the end of the game, which iced it. So two of the turnovers we couldn't do much with. But we were plus three, but we were minus seven in points off of turnovers. So like you said, the other two turnovers that we caused, we didn't get points. One was in the red zone with Mitch Johnson, so that was an empty one. And then the other one was a three and out after we got the pick by Johnny on the spot, Anthony Smith, when Dahonte Hayes went down. The next play, literally, I don't know if you guys realize this, Dahonte Hayes was out the next play. Anthony Smith picked that ball off. So that was kind of interesting. It was four turnovers, but really it was kind of two, because two you couldn't do much with. But it was the minus seven that kind of irks me. I still slept okay on Saturday night, but that's where you want to turn those plus minus areas where we were plus in the turnover into plus points.
How close are you guys getting with regards to playing? No one's ever going to play a perfect game in any aspect, you know, offense, defense, special teams. But you guys are right on the edge of being awfully, awfully special. You know, do you see a game like that in the future of this football team this year?
I hope so. You know, I mean, if we play perfect, which we strive to do every week, knowing we're not going to achieve it, but how close can we get to it, then we got a heck of a chance against anybody. And we're talking about all three phases. But, you know, this sport's interesting. You know, you could have 11 of 11 do their job pretty well and still have 0 yard run because all of a sudden someone didn't hit the hole quite as fast. We didn't reach them quite as much. And there's also this sport that's so interesting. You could have 1 of 11 that do it right, and all of a sudden it goes for a 60-yard touchdown. So that's why it's a consummate team game. But, yes, we're always striving for perfection. We've hit kind of a stride the last, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of the season. Then we kind of got in a lull early against Nicholls State. We started fast, I thought, against Davis. Could have been up 10-0 had we kicked the ball on the 4th-and-1 situation. So we went from down 10-0 to Davis in the first time we faced them to up 10-0, but the end of the game was obviously a bit tighter this time around. So we're getting close. We're always striving for more. We're never settling. We don't want to be complacent, but guys are going to make mistakes. Last time we checked, we're all human.
You guys were working hard today on Maine. Give us a little thumbnail sketch on what you see from Maine.
Well, I tell you what, defensively, they're out of this world. They stopped the run. I think it's 70 yards per game. Guys have challenged them in the run game. Haven't done much with it. Weber State outfit that I don't know that has thrown the ball more than 30 times all year, threw it 52 times against this outfit on Friday night. So obviously they went into this game because it wasn't a rout at any point. I mean, Maine was up kind of the entire way, but it was still two scores out. They still had the ability to run the ball against a stingy bunch on defense in Maine, and they just couldn't muster up anything. Minus one, you know, rushing yards. That never is what you strive for in any game, especially a Weber State outfit that likes to rely themselves on the run. And so offensively, they got a tight end that can make plays. They got a quarterback that operates and gets the ball downfield to his receivers that can make plays. Their running back is outstanding. They got some offensive linemen that are really, really good and are really, really good at what they do. You know, the stats on offense may not be as staggering as those on defense for Maine, but they play very good defense. They play solid special teams, and they do some things on offense that are incredible. I mean, 50 plus points against Jacksonville State. I mean, that's unheard of. They're high point total of the season in the quarterfinals or in the second round. So those are things we've got to take into account. They can explode at any time. We got to get our eyes right. Much like Davis, they like to shift in motion a lot and try to cross train your eyes a little bit. We've got to trust our technique. We've got to do what we're supposed to do. We got to fill the gaps we need to fill and trust the guy next to you.
Well, I think this is going to be an excellent situation because the Black Bears have to hibernate. So they're going to probably have to fall asleep about the second quarter. You guys can really be a second half team again. So I think this is a perfect setup. Okay, maybe not. I did get a kind of, you can't see it on radio, but he kind of smiled and smirked at me. So that's a laugh, just like Weir. If he kind of looks at me weird, that's a good thing. But when you talk about this team, they're going to try to come out and I think be really physical at the point of attack on both sides of the ball. Make you one-dimensional like they did Weber State. They're going to probably try to take the run away and make you beat them throwing the football. You know, and this is you've been so well-balanced all season long. That's a great thing, but it's going to be an interesting situation. And I think offensively, they're going to try to come at you and pound you at the point of attack, because this is not that I've seen a really explosive offense. You face them, you know, during the season, but they don't lose games. They don't turn the football over, and they don't make mistakes. That's a tough team to beat.
Yeah, they don't beat themselves, you know, and that's what a good quality football team doesn't do. And it's evident on film. You know, they had back-to-back losses after beating Western Kentucky early in the year, and then they found their stride a little bit, and they did some really good things in all three phases. And like you said, they're going to come at you. They're a cover four based team. They like to play man. They like to get in your face. They like to press you at the outside receiver positions. They're going to make life difficult in the RPO world for us. But again, we've got to remind ourselves what got us here. Let's not get away from what got us here. You know, even though we're facing an unfamiliar opponent. And so we don't want to get too far away from our foundation. We've got some things that we'll continue to work on and continue to implement, but we're not going to just all of a sudden throw out the script that's got us here. And like you said, Paul, we're balanced enough to be able to do some different things. If we get something taken away, we can get to something and not feel like it's foreign to us.
Every game gets harder. Every game, the funnel keeps narrowing down. So what's the focus like? What were the guys like today running around the office? Everybody already kind of have that? They're starting to dial themselves in?
Yeah, I will say this, Larry. Last week we had finals, and so that's always a challenge. The 2 weeks around here that we've been, we always get into the first week of school. That's always usually the fourth game. That's always difficult because you're in all ball mode early on, and then all of a sudden now you introduce school and study table and people on campus. That's hard because usually that fourth game is usually our first league game, and so that's a transition that we talk about and have to be, you know, big boys and professional about. Last week was finals. That's always a tricky time because you got some guys are staying up later than they're used to, trying to cram for tests. We've all been there and done that. And, oh, by the way, prepare for a quarterfinal game at home. So there are some challenges that are tough, but they're warranted because we're in this situation. Now we're out of school, so scholastics aren't an issue this week. And so that is the one plus because this week we talked about it. Our theme is all ball. I mean, there's nothing that should take your focus away from the opportunity to play for a national title, you know, come 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. And so that's kind of the focus this week. Just the opposite of our bye week where it wasn't all ball, it was everything else but ball. So we've tried to have a themed week. Every week we kind of have a theme that kind of we employ as coaches and our coaching staff to impress upon the guys to kind of lean on. So the challenge is to get around. The guys were giddy. There's always a big contingency of guys that use the locker room on their Monday player day off as film to start things out, and then we get physical. We'll start out with practice tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Head coach Aaron Best here with us. When we come back, Roldan Alcabendis is the 2018 Fred Mitchell Award winner. I had a chance to talk to him next on the Eagle Coaches Show from Learfield.
It comes to my attention that you've been bragging about your Christmas bonus.
Is that wrong?
Oh, you mean aside from the fact that you didn't get a Christmas bonus?
Well, I was talking about the daily Christmas bonus at Northern Quest. Maybe I should have specified.
You think?
Ed, trust me, this will all blow over once you hand out the regular Christmas bonuses.
Oh.
The $1,000 daily Christmas bonus. See CAMA Center for details.
Growing up, we get lots of talks. The birds and the bees talk.
Where do babies come from?
Well, when two people really love each other. And the substance talk.
If they're pressuring you, then they're not your friend.
But when do we get the money talk?
Say it with me.
Compound interest.
At Numerica, we think it's about time we had the money talk. Visit numericacu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
At your neighborhood Yokes, Fresh is about more than providing nature's best products at a fair price. It's a commitment to sourcing high-quality foods from area farms and making them available to you at the peak of perfection. It's a promise to respect our environment by finding innovative ways to offer a greener shopping experience. And it's remaining a locally focused, 100% employee-owned store, so you always know where your food and your grocer comes from. Yokes Fresh Market. Not just fresh, fresh forward.
The Papa John's Extra Large Pizza Deal means you can share a delicious extra large pie with more people. Like who, you ask? Well, you can share it with your friends and their friends and their friends. You can share it with Becky from work and Kevin from working out, the neighbors on your block, that lady around the corner, the guy up the road, the girl down the street, and the people just across the table. Your family. For just $10, enjoy an extra large two-topping pizza and add a 2-liter Pepsi for just $2 more. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tip, and delivery fee extra.
Sports fans, you don't like being sick or injured. That's why MultiCare Indigo Urgent Care is opening 3 new locations to treat your minor illnesses and injuries. North Spokane, South Hill, and Spokane Valley. Easy to walk in or schedule appointments online. Friendly staff who greet you and guide you through your visit. Exceptionally fast service that respects your time. Indigo Urgent Care, a better way to get better. Learn more at indigourgentcare.com.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West, with 60 daily departures provided by 6 major airlines. Nonstop service is available to Boise, Chicago, Denver, Dallas, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Oakland, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle. And starting in October 2018, San Diego. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net.
Welcome back, Eagle Coaches Show. We are live at Barrel House Pizza and Pub in Cheney, and it's time now to continue on with football and talk to the winner of the 2018 Fred Mitchell Award as the top place kicker in the nation, and it's Roldan Alcabendis, the 6-year senior at Eastern who's overcome a couple of knee surgeries, and this award goes not only to the best kicker in FCS football, but also Division II, Division III, NAIA, and the National Junior College Athletic Association. And over 750 place kickers are eligible for this award, and Alcabendis is the one that wins it. And there's an off-field component to this as well as far as community service goes. Alcabendis is the only player in FCS to be perfect this year in field goals, 15 out of 15. He is 9th in overall scoring in FCS football and 3rd in kick scoring at just under 9 points per game. So congratulations, Roldan Alcabendis. Fred Mitchell, by the way, was a kicker at Wittenberg University and a longtime sports columnist for the Chicago Tribune. So I had a chance to talk to Roldan, and here's that interview.
With the 2018 winner of the Fred Mitchell Award that goes to the best place kicker in FCS, Division II, Division III, NAIA football, Roldan Alcabendis, what does it feel like?
Honestly, I am a loss of words. You know, I'm very speechless, and I'm very honored to be recognized for this award.
Now, not only is this an award that's given for excellence on the field, but it's also got an off-field component, too, as far as just what you do within the community. So does that make this a bigger award than just being for what you're doing on the field?
Yes, of course. I mean, life is bigger than, you know, football, obviously. And after, you know, my time is done here, I want to leave a positive impact on the community as well as, like, people that look up to me.
And so, you know, what types of stuff do you do? And is it something that you kind of grew up with? Is that something your parents tried to instill in you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we put on events for, like, a local elementary schools where we play with them, or, you know, like, teach them different types of sports. I help with, like, Special Olympics, just types of different things that the university puts on for us. And, yeah, I give a lot of credit to my parents, you know, just giving back to pretty much the community is just a very big piece of my heart.
Now, you're a guy that really almost had your career ended twice. Once in high school, you injured your knee playing soccer your senior year. So you had to redshirt 2013. You come out in 2014, play 4 games, injure the knee again, have to sit out the rest of 14 and 15. So being as how you almost had your career ended twice, what does that mean, again, toward getting this award?
I mean, it was a very humbling experience, of course. But I just really took this year to just really work on myself and my craft, and I'm just very blessed to be in this situation.
Now, you don't do it by yourself in this business. You've got a snapper and a holder, too.
Yes, of course. I mean, I give all the credit to all 11 guys because, like Coach Best says, it all matters. Everyone has to do their job in order for this operation to work, and I just honestly couldn't do it without Curtis Bill, and obviously he's been my snapper ever since I've been here.
And then you've had a multitude of holders, and you've had 2 this year. So how hard is it to get used to different holders?
You know, it's a little change, but, you know, honestly, whoever the coaches decide to put in that position, I have full trust that, you know, they're going to execute their job just like they think I'm going to execute mine.
Accuracy. It looks easy to kick a field goal through or to kick an extra point through the uprights, but it's not that easy.
I mean, Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard. I mean, it's not that hard to me, obviously, but I mean, it's just a testament to like how much hard work I've put in the off season and just how much effort and work I've put into pretty much this point.
In 2014, you think you were you'd be here in this position in 2018?
Honestly, no. I mean, those probably weren't my best years, and they weren't up to my standards, obviously. So I truly took this time to work on myself, honestly.
Well, Dan, thanks for the time. Congratulations on a great award.
Thank you for having me.
And also earlier, I had a chance to get reaction after it was all announced today from head coach Aaron Best.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. A guy that came in wounded, you know, with an ACL in soccer, worked his way out of that situation and back on the field in a football sense, and then did it again in 2014 in Bozeman. And so you on top of what he's done, I mean, the evaluative measure for a kicker, right, is putting it between those guys. You know, that's where you get measured. Doesn't matter how long, doesn't matter how pretty, it matters if it gets done. But I would argue against anybody, this guy's a better person than he is a player. This guy has persevered. He's come back. I think there's probably thoughts of, is this really for me at some point in his career, having done this twice, having got and granted a 6-year by the NCAA, and being able to punt and kick for us, not only punt and kick together. I don't know who the last person was at Eastern to do that, but then also to be the best in the league. And now the best in the nation, being recognized as the best in the nation of what he does, both on and off the field. So he's got great parents, got great structure. I'm just proud and privileged to be part of his journey. It's been a hell of a 6 years with him, and this is absolutely the cherry on top for him. I couldn't see a more deserving individual earning this award. And again, it's another situation where nationally Eastern gets recognized through an individual, through his services on and off the field.
All right, there you have it. Reaction from Roldan Alcabendis and from Aaron Best. And Roldan, by the way, has completed his coursework and is now a college graduate as well as being the Fred Mitchell Award winner. So congratulations once again to him. Back to wrap it up after this timeout on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At your neighborhood Yokes, Fresh is about more than providing nature's best products at a fair price. It's a commitment to sourcing high-quality foods from area farms and making them available to you at the peak of perfection. It's a promise to respect our environment by finding innovative ways to offer a greener shopping experience. And it's remaining a locally focused, 100% employee-owned store, so you always know where your food and your grocer comes from. Yokes Fresh Market. Not just fresh, fresh forward.
Pape Machinery, Agriculture, and Turf is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. With 19 convenient Pape Machinery locations throughout the West, you're never too far from the high-quality equipment and attachments you need for maximum uptime. Backed by consistent, quality customer service, we're with you every step of the way. To learn more about our current specials, visit us in-store or online at papemachinery.com.
A football game, a movie, a night out downtown. Wherever you're going, Uber is the ultimate in transportation. Never worry about parking, finding a ride, or arriving on time again. Download the app, register for free, and ride in style. Anytime, anywhere. And we have you covered when it comes to getting from point A to point B with Uber. Use code GOEAGS and get $10 off your first ride. Uber is your ride to anywhere. Get the app and get around easier. College football fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code COLLEGEFB and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code COLLEGEFB and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code COLLEGEFB.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
All right, you've got an opportunity on Saturday to see something you're not going to see in many sports. We talked about it. It's an opportunity to see a team earn a chance to play for a national championship. Whether you follow Whitworth, Gonzaga, Eastern, Idaho, Cougars, whatever, this might be the only sport in which you can actually watch a team try to play in a national championship game. 11 o'clock is the game time on Saturday. Tickets are available at GoEags.com. Call the Eagle Athletic Ticket Office, 509-359-6059. Get your tickets, get there, watch this game on Saturday. Thursday night, Eagle basketball at San Francisco, 6:30 pregame show. Saturday, 10 a.m. pregame for the football, and 3:30 p.m. pregame for basketball. Thanks to all of our guests. For Paul Sorensen, I'm Larry Weir. Thanks for listening today to the Eagle Coaches Show, live from Barrel House Pizza and Pub in Cheney, here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, presented by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Eagles Sports Network.